Chapter 9. Arguing. Getting to know the idioms. A. Listening for understanding. Listen to the following conversation between a man and a woman. Making mountains out of molehills.
Sarah, please don't leave. I think we just need to clear the air. If you will give me a chance to explain, I'm sure you will see that you're making mountains out of molehills. Nothing happened. There is no reason for you to be upset.
Oh, yeah? Nothing happened? No reason to be upset? So is kissing your secretary after work a common occurrence? I saw it all. You don't have to explain anything. It was all quite clear.
Sarah, I swear she doesn't mean beans to me. It wasn't what it looked like. Honestly, I couldn't care less about her. You are the only one for me, and I couldn't bear to lose you. Please, wait!
Well, now you are showing your true colors. You are obviously a liar as well as a cheat. And all this time I thought you were an honorable man. It's a good thing I found out what you were really like before it was too late. You can't possibly expect me to believe your story after watching your passionate embrace with your secretary. Take a hike!
Give me a break, Sarah. I told you I can explain everything. Just listen to me for a minute and you'll understand. Remember, I listened to you after I found your old boyfriend sleeping in your apartment.
Now that was a cheap shot, Danny. You know that was different. He was in the garage, not my apartment, and I certainly wasn't kissing him. I saw you kissing your secretary. You can't deny it. I can't believe I ever trusted you. You're just...
Cut it out. Four-letter words aren't going to help you. Just listen to me. You see, my secretary's old boyfriend, Mr. Galvin, from the other office, broke up with her a couple of months ago. She was devastated. She spent half the day crying, and she wasn't getting any work done. She was driving me crazy. Finally, I suggested that she do something to try to get him back. She thought she could get a rise out of him if he saw her with another man. She said it would make him jealous. So I agreed to help her out. I guess it didn't work.
Mr. Galvin? You mean Chip Galvin? That handsome man that invited me out for a cup of coffee last week? Well, it's no wonder she was in love with him. He's such a charming man. And so handsome. Oh, here he comes now. I think I'll accept that invitation.